say one of them.
Parsha Bamidbar starts and it continues into Parsha Naso about who does what in the carrying of the Mishkan, and Pasuk tells us. So this is what they should do, to live and not die. Okay, so this is pretty threatening stuff, pretty ominous. So what is going on? Meaning, what is the Al Tachritu? So the Malbim explains that sometimes when people get motivated, they're doing holy work, avodat hakodesh. So they might be over-eager to participate and do their share. We know that there's a Mishnah, Masechet Yom, I put it on the bottom here. Maseh shayu shnayim shavin v'rotzin v'olin v'kevesh v'dakab echad men chaveron afon nishbaraglo. It used to be that whoever was available, whoever was first come, first served, got to do certain avodas in the mikdash. So one time two people were running up the ramp to the Mizbeach, and one of them pushed the other one and he fell and broke his leg. They said, okay, this is pretty bad. They said, okay, now we're going to do it by a lottery. In other words, sometimes people are so eager, oh, when it comes to, it's probably a big kavod, you get to do the avod in the mikdash. So people are going to be so eager to do it, they're going to be over-eager, that someone's going to get hurt. Now realize, what is the avodah we're talking about here? We're talking about the avodah of carrying the kalim of the Mishkan, covering them. So imagine if you know, there's certain kalim, if you touch them, you die, you tuma, there's all sorts of punishments there. So this is very risky stuff. So if we don't have it very orderly and organized, you carry it here, you have this role, you have that role. And in fact, if it gets heavy, you replace each other every hour, every 10 minutes, every whatever it is. There's going to be turns and taking turns, and it's got to be an organized system. So that's v'samoto ish alavodato v'amaso. Each one, Aron and Vanav, are going to say, you have this avoda, you have this avoda, mi yisao, mi avod, rotzeh lomar la'aniach ha'ketetim anosim, l'b'chol shai chlifo anosim, ha'kol p'kudat Aron. It was all organized. You do this, and you do that. Mimela lo yidchu, they're not going to yidchuku, they're not going to end up pushing each other. Lichnos kol demazman to, oh, my turn, give it to me now, and v'yidekach lo yavo lirot, gevalek kodesh v'meitu, they're not going to end up seeing something they shouldn't see, because it's going to get uncovered, because two people are going to be grabbing it, and then they're going to see or touch something they shouldn't touch, v'meitu, and they'll die. That's what the pasuk says. So that's what the Malbim says, is the shot here. This is what they should do to live and not die, is to follow an organized set of rules. Because especially when it comes to kavod, especially when it comes to avodas Hashem, sometimes people are going to be over-eager to do their share, and there's going to be disastrous results. That was what was learned from the Mishnah Masechet Yoma, and the Malbim says that the pshat of that Mishnah Masechet Yoma is the pshat of what happened in that Mishnah Masechet Yoma is the pshat of these psukim here. That you have to be organized about it, and that way no one will die. So it's not Hashem like threatening them. It's more of a warning of put Aaron in them, be very organized about it. Why? The lesson from it is very clear, because sometimes when we're so eager to do our share, so we're not careful and somebody will get bummed and somebody will get hurt, and then consequences will result from that. And we're not always realizing the significance of our actions, and we're not so careful about our surroundings. So we have to remember that. Even with the most positive, wonderful intentions. What is this person trying to do, Sachakol? They're trying
serve
to
God.
Serve God, serve Hashem. They're trying to do the Avoda. They're trying to carry the Mishkan, the Kalim of the Mishkan. They're trying to do wonderful, wonderful things. But at the end of the day, if you don't do that carefully and responsibly, carry responsibly, then you're going to end up with people getting hurt. And that is something that we want to avoid. That is the message the Malbim sees in these psukim. Shkach.